Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You get all your sex information and relationship information and sex tips and sex news and all the things that you – the reason why you're listening to the show is because you wanted better sex. Go to our website and that will happen. That's all I'm going to say about that.
It's hey, like magic.
It's magical.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? I haven't seen you.
I know. What the hell has been going on?
I've been in L.A. for work, working stuff, and I'm back, mm-hmm. and I'm so happy to be back. But
the holidays and everything's been crazy, and we've been promising people that we're getting back on track.
Yes.
And today, that day has come.
Yeah, we are back on track.
We're back on track.
We're back on track. We're back. We've just had some stuff going on that we had to tend to, and we are back.
Yeah.
Strong.
Good.
And hard.
Yeah, we're going to have more and crazy things to share with you soon. So.
Won't we?
Yeah.
It's true. How have you been? What'd you do? What's new? Tell me the most exciting thing that happened to you.
Most exciting thing happened to me in the past...
No prash.
Past week. I met Snoop Dogg. I met Snoop Dogg. No prash.
No.
I met Snoop Dogg. I drank some wine. Some fine $2 wine from Trader Joe's. The Charles Schwab, a.k.a. Two Buck Chuck. The Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right.
And it's not that bad.
Wow. You're like a wine drinker now?
No.
I'm sort of done
with
you.
I'm not going to be going to wine
bars. It was the only thing that was there, so you drank the wine?
No, I just like it because it's $2.
Oh, my God. I like nice wine. I went out with my agent last night in L.A. to Nobu.
You want to know the difference.
We had a reservation at Nobu.
Oh, excuse me.
Which is amazing, amazing sushi in L.A. And
no, it's not. Not in L.A. L.A., you got to go to, what's it called?
Nobu? Okay,
no,
whatever.
Not Nobu.
Nobu's
but
great.
Go ahead. Tell me about
There's
your
There's a million good sushi places in L.A. But then we had, we had fancy great wine and champagne and drank a lot. It was really fun. And we had good food. But I'm happy to hear that you're drinking wine. I think that means we can hang out more.
Yeah.
Like when we get drinks, I'm always worried. I'm like, you got to make sure they have alcohol. It's not just a wine bar. Like I get worried that you're not going to have any drinks.
Oh, yeah. If a wine bar, it would be a nightmare for me.
I know. So, so I was out in L.A. I went to like two hot spots. I went to Boa, which is like whatever. But people in L.A. are very different. Like we got hit on. Like I was with my friend Amy and we were with a few girlfriends. And like guys like talk to you. Like they just do. It's conclusive evidence. We talk about this all the time. San Francisco guys don't. You're in L.A. and the guys come up to you all the time.
Weird.
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 So
were
weird.
Were they cheesy though?
No, they weren't. Cheesy. They were like cute. Everyone's cute. You know, like the bartenders mm-hmm. are cute. The waiters are cute. Of course, they're like actor models, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that was L.A. And then I'm trying to remember what else. There's nothing really. Oh, the guy from Michigan. I don't know how much I can talk about that now.
I don't know either.
No, I can talk about it. I can talk about it, but I don't know
what shows we're on. Yeah,
I'm not going to go there. But I have some information.
We record a show with a gentleman. We don't know if it's aired.
Okay,
yet,
a guy right that now. I was going away with for the weekend was on the show, but I don't know if it was something to talk about now.
I don't know. Can we text somebody and see?
No, it's fine.
Just text her and see if that show aired, and then we'll talk
about it. Let's just say it was a groundbreaking, life-changing experience that you're all going to want to hear about, and I just can't go there now.
Yeah, we'll find out. Moment. We're only 4 minutes into the show. Don't
worry perfect.
About it. And
we
I forgot the name of the sushi place that I want you to go to.
Matsuhisa?
Next time Katsuya.
Katsuya. Oh, I've been there a million times.
That's the
Sunset
spot. No, you got to go to the one in Studio City. That's where all the famous people go.
Right.
Because it's the hole in the wall spot. It's good. And they have this deep fried mozzarella crab roll.
Yum.
It's so good.
I love it.
It'll change your life.
Love sushi.
It'll be better than any orgasm you've ever had.
Yeah. I doubt that. But
my friend was telling me.
About orgasms or about sushi?
No, about dating life in LA. I know quite a few female friends in LA.
Right.
And they tell me the thing that sucks about LA dating is that you date a guy who's always doing a job that he doesn't want to do because they all want to be actors.
That's such a turn off.
So the problem is they're not focused on you because, you know, you want some attention.
Yeah.
So outside of their job, their whole focus is trying to be this actor or somebody in the entertainment industry. So they don't really put any time into you.
Right.
So that's what they
that's what your girlfriends in LA tell you.
Yeah,
I could see that. Guys who are like self-involved, self-obsessed, trying to be an actor, trying to make it. I mean, that's like a full-time job working in entertainment. And I would hate to be with a guy who's like, I'm just, doing this right now, but I really want to be that. Because I think – I always say the thing that I find sexiest about a guy is someone who is – passionate about what he does. I guess if you're passionate about acting, but you're really a waiter or right now or a lawyer or doing something else, but you know that you have this passion for acting, I guess I still think that's hot. But if you are so passionate about your acting and you disregard me and you don't give me enough attention because of your acting, I'm
you're
not
screwed.
Cool with that.
Yeah.
I like guys who give me a lot of attention.
Okay. That's probably why you were loving it. The guys that were coming up to you and stuff like that. You can see if they're cheesy
or
not.
Wow.
That's another groundbreaking thing right now.
What?
You get blindsided by the attention. You don't even have time to even look
into
the guy.
I'm not even checking if he's cute or not. I'm just like, wow, attention. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God.
Even checking if he's a cool guy or not.
Right. I don't care. I was just getting attention and it felt awesome, but we didn't. We were like, we're busy. We're talking.
But it did it feel good to be in LA to have some sun? And
I had sun and I worked. I had a bunch of meetings. And
did you run into any old people?
This is what I was going to say. I'm so glad you brought that up. I was thinking about that on the way over that my ex, who I used to always sleep with every time I went to LA.
Yeah.
This is like my third or fourth time to LA that I've not stayed with him or slept with him. So I think we're done.
I like how you stayed with.
We
I
are done.
Think.
Our friends with benefits, I have to say that it was probably like usually friends with benefits relationships don't have a beginning, middle, and end. But this one is like over.
Yeah.
I think neither one of us, like he's seeing some new girl. We're still great friends. Like we tried to see each other, but I had no time. He's sleeping with someone else. I don't care. I hope he gets married and has children and is happy or whatever he wants with his life. But it's like I don't want to sleep with him anymore. And that went on for years.
I'm done. This was the guy that
I had
always
a
said,
successful friends benefits relationship. There was no negative, no jealousy, no weirdness.
Yeah.
Slept together whenever he came to town when I went there. Not every time, but a lot.
Well, this is the guy that I've been saying that you should just marry.
Yeah, well, I'm done. I don't want to sleep with him anymore. You know that happens, just turns off. Does that ever happen to you?
It does.
Like, I was always game. I'm like, I'll go sleep with him. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then now it was just like, screeched
done.
To a halt. Like,
done.
I was like, don't even care if I see you. I mean, love him, but don't care if I see you or not. Don't need to sleep with you. Don't want to sleep with you.
Wow, this is groundbreaking.
Progress, not perfection, they say. But it's progress, and I feel like that's, I'm not just going to do it. But it was a good friends with benefits relationship because we get tons of emails about that. Mm-hmm. About like do they work, how do they work, blah, blah, blah. And I would say the secret of the success of this one was that we were in different cities and we were both dating other people and we were being open about that, and then it was just when we saw each other and there was no expectations.
That's
and there
cool.
was honesty.
What else did you do in LA? Anything?
Who else did I do or not do in LA?
Did you do anybody in LA?
I didn't do anybody in LA. No, I stayed with my girlfriend who has a baby and two chihuahuas. And I stayed in her bed with the two chihuahuas and the baby. The baby didn't stay in the bed. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I literally had a photo shoot that was really cool for something private that I can't tell you about, but it was super
private
fun.
Photo shoot, everybody.
Yeah,
private.
I was naked. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't naked. But yeah, I just it was fun. I went shopping a little bit. I had to buy some stuff, and I love LA. Don't want to live there, but I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, then the holidays. I can't believe it's almost Christmas. Not that I care, but.
I'm very excited about that. I'm probably going to go see my dad and say what's up.
Oh, good. Not your mom.
My mom's in Washington, yeah. I'm not going to go out there.
I need you to see your mother soon. Okay, today's show, should I talk about what
it's
about?
She's coming here in February.
Oh, good. Will she be on the show? Like, my whole family is exploited on the Sex Without Limits show?
No.
Why not?
I'm not going to do it. Not gonna
she doesn't understand you.
She doesn't, yeah.
Let me explain you to her to you. You to her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just call her.
Out of your mind.
Honey, I get you more than anybody on the planet.
No, you don't.
I think I do. I really think that I have a bird-eye view of you.
What do you get?
I just get you. I understand, like, who you are. I mean, we sit and talk. Who else do you talk to for an hour a day? Just sit there staring at him talking. Like, nobody.
No, but what do you get about me? I don't understand.
Like,
you always
I just
say
get,
this.
Like, you, like, your women issues and your...
What are my women issues? Break them down for me.
I just believe that it goes back to your mom and...
It's not my mom.
Yeah, it is your mom. And then the girl who broke your heart when you were, like, 16 and feeling like a geek growing up, maybe. But you always get chicks. But anyway, the girl who broke your heart and then not this distrust of women that either comes from your mother or this one woman. It could come from just one woman, but I think it has to do with your mom too. And I think that you don't – I've said this.
No,
you don't reach out. You don't ask women out. You wait for women to fall on your lap. You don't make the effort to date women, so you just get what you know, you get what you give. You put nothing out there. You're going to get nothing. You're going to get whatever drops in on your lap. Oh, I guess I'll date you because you just fell on my lap. But you have to make efforts to date people, and I just believe that you have this you've dated a certain type of woman, not like looks-wise, although that might be true. You've dated women who have certain personality traits, which you then attribute to the entire female race.
No, I don't.
But you've dated women like that, and I just believe that you've dated beneath you. You need to date women that are career-oriented, have their own life, aren't dependent on you, aren't just like all about menace. Would you like me to go on?
No. Well, some of the facts – all right. I'll break it down for you like this. I make fun of hoes, and I love women. So women that act like hoes are just...
I guess I just don't know those women. I'm not friends with those women.
See, the problem is, yeah, we just have two different type of
friends, right.
Of friends and lifestyles, like...
Your friends are stereotypes.
The places I hang out with. My stereotypes. What are you talking about?
You have stereotypical friends that are, like, cliched.
What are you talking
about? No,
friends,
I don't know.
No. Look, my environment is
different.
Different. I all those crazy like nightclubs that you see on like the Jersey Shore and stuff like that, are the type of women inside those nightclubs. I have to go to like clubs like that.
Yeah, but but you go to them for work, but are they your friends?
For work purposes. No, they're not my friends, but
those are the women you see.
Those are the women I see, and those are the women that I talk about that I make fun of.
I see.
Now and then I do know like actual women that are cool, and those aren't the ones that I'm making fun of all the
time. Right. Well, you never. I feel like you don't learn from the cool ones. You just like
I do, and those are the ones that I want to be with and hang out with.
Good. So, do you have your eyes on anyone right now? Any prospects?
No.
Yeah. What else is new? Okay. So, can we change that in the new year? Can you come in January 2nd and just be like, I got 6 digits over the holidays. Like, just get some numbers, do some proactive dating, and that's just all I'm going to tell you right now. But I could go on tomorrow, part two. We are doing a show tomorrow, Free Friday.
Ooh. I know.
Today's show is about holiday survival for couples, singles and singles. Holiday survival for couples and singles and dealing with the in-laws. Some holiday special stories. And we've got some emails that we can go to first.
From the people.
From the people. We love hearing from the peoples who emails us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you can also email me through the website.
Cool.
Ready?
Yes.
Hey, Emily and Menace. I'm sending this message for two reasons. Number one, my wife and I have found a simple solution to Menace's dislike of both teasing and sex toys, that being the vibrating panties. It is a great way to tease your partner and incorporate the use of a vibrator. On our 5-year anniversary, we went out for dinner while my wife had a pair of these panties on. Every once in a while during dinner, I would discreetly turn the vibrator on via remote. My wife got so turned on that she told me if I didn't stop, she'd finish before we got dessert. This would be a great way for men to test the waters of the sex toy realm. I'm coming back to that in a minute. Number two, while my wife and I listen to your show on a near daily basis and truly enjoy what you and Menace have to say, we do have one problem. We have noticed that Emily has developed what I've come to call her Morse code. You tend to use shortened versions of everyday words, which may be confusing for some listeners that may not speak English very well. For example, instead of saying whatever, you'll say whatevs. Sitch for situation. I actually think it's rather funny when you use these code words. All in all, you've an awesome show. We look forward to hearing what you and Menace have to say about the world's favorite pastime. Keep it up. Tyler from Calgary, California. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member.
Nice.
He's awesome. Tyler, I love your email. That just made my day. It was a really great email. And we're going to go back to the vibrating panties. So I, too, have had experiments with these vibrating panties. I think they're called Astrea, A-S-T-R-E-A. You can buy them at Adam and Eve. I think they're a great holiday. If you're listening to this, you haven't done your holiday shopping yet, go to adamandeve.com. They give you 50% off almost any item, a free gift, and free shipping when you enter coupon code Emily at checkout. And right now, they're doing this special Kim Kardashian giveaway of her sex DVD for any purchase. So do Emily at checkout. The vibrating panties, I have a story that I used those before, and I wonder if Menace would do this with her. Well, first of all, this was a suggestion for you, so we should ask. Would you use the vibrating panties?
Yeah, I think it'd be funny.
That'd be hot. Okay,
I mean,
cool.
I wouldn't wear them.
Oh, I have a pair. I'm not saying. If you wanted to borrow them or give them to someone, that'd be kind of gross. Okay. So listen. So I did it with a guy once years ago. I got a pair. They're called Astrea. And I think other people might make them too. But they're really cute black little lace panties that actually are one size fit all. And they actually fit. Mm-hmm. And then you put this little vibrator in your crotch. Like there's a little – I hate that word. But there's a pocket that you put the vibrator in. And then you hand the remote to your person. So I was dating this guy. We went to this party. And yeah, we were just talking and mingling. It was like not a sit-down party, but like a mingling party. And then he would like turn the vibrator on and it was really hot. Got turned on. And then he was like in control. It was like we weren't talking. Like he'd be across the room, but then like the panties would start going and it's really hot. And I think it's fun for couples. It's a great gift. Ask Santa to put that in your
stocking. What's funny is the one movie that I ever took you to, it was in that movie, the Katherine Heigl movie.
You took me to two movies.
I did?
Correction. The second movie you, till this day, give me crap about because I talked.
What was the first movie then?
Well, the panties one was, Katherine Heigl movie was.
Was the one.
But that was not the one that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. What? That one was cute. That was like a romantic comedy with Katherine Heigl and what's his face.
And the guy from 300. Yeah.
But she wears them in the thing.
Yeah.
And then she loses the vibrator. The youth loses the remote and then kid finds it.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll post it on the website.
What was the
video.
Other movie then?
How do you not remember? The movie that you always say, I'm never taking your movie again because it was that end of the world. Dude.
Not the Katherine Heigl movie was the one that you were talking through the whole time.
No, I was talking through that horrific movie about the end of the world, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Year One.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one you were talking about.
The beginning of the world.
Yeah, but you were sitting. Who were we with? We were with people, weren't we?
I don't remember, but you like were like, you were talking the whole time. You were so annoying. But it was the worst, literally the worst movie I've ever seen.
Were we like on a double date or something like that?
I think.
Or we were hanging out with some people.
Somebody else. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I guess they weren't that important.
It was a good time. Good times. But you took me to a movie. We weren't dating. Were we? Was that a date, Menace?
No, I mean, we both had somebody
did
with
you
us.
Want to, did you feel like we were on a date?
That
did
we
you
were
wish
on
we were
date?
On a date?
No,
just kidding.
I'm saying that
date.
You had somebody with you. I had somebody with me.
Right.
But I can't remember who.
Right. Anyway, you got me. The point is, Katherine Heigl wore these panties in the movie. It was awful. But I'm glad you forgot because that means that we can go to movies in 2012.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down as one, a New Year's resolution is to go to more movies. Because I'm totally media deprived right now.
You're oblivious to anything.
I'm oblivious. Like, I don't even understand what people are talking about anymore. You're like, you know that commercial. You know that show. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Hey, Emily, longtime listener, first time emailer. I've become a fan of sex toys in my 20s. Listened to your show and got tips, which I used, and became more comfortable with my own sexuality as a result. But both myself and my fiance still waited till our engagement for intercourse. My fiance and I look forward to making intercourse part of our routine. However, once we got engaged and attempted intercourse for the first time, I was in a great deal of pain. It felt like he was hitting a wall. This continued for months, and I went to my OBGYN. She suggested an estrogen cream, more lube, and relaxation. This failed. After a year of frustration, I asked for a second opinion. She said there were no doctors in my large metropolitan area who specialized in vaginal pain and that I was fine and there was no problem. I cried, but then I got angry and I immediately booked a new OBGYN, which is a gynecologist. On my first visit to the new doctor, he diagnosed several vaginal muscle issues, which meant that the muscles on either side of my vagina are spasming involuntarily and using a dilator. I showed him the size of my partner, which he said was adding to the issue. He was very pleased that I was so open and comfortable with my sexuality and in charge of my own sexual destiny. One prescription later and many dilator exercises later, we are now able to have sex. Thank you, Emily, for the empowerment and healthy attitude towards sex that your show fosters. I hope it helps other women like me take charge of their sexuality. Oh. So basically, she was having problems, and because she listens to the show, she kept going and booked another doctor and went after whatever, you know, whatever her issue was. And she felt open talking to a doctor about sex. Because a lot of people, you know, as a woman, your gynecologist, I've been going to gynecologists for a long time. And he's never like, so how's your sex life? Or how does it feel? Or do you have any pains? You don't feel that you have a safe place to go as a woman or a man even. You're like, you know, you can get a prescription of Viagra, but like, I don't know what women, you just don't, but you should. That's who you should talk to if you're having pain or whatever. And if one doctor says one thing and you don't like it, go to another doctor. You get second, third, fourth opinions.
What kind of conversations do you have with your gynecologist?
We don't. I know everything.
Like, oh, I was raging this weekend. I hooked up with like three dudes.
I go to a male. And one time he told me I had nice abs. Have I been working out? Because he's feeling me up as my legs are in the stirrups. And I was like, I don't like him commenting on my abs because I never feel that it's creepy.
Did you tell him?
Like, no, but it was a compliment, so I liked it. I was like, oh my God, I do good abs, don't I? Thanks so much. But that's kind of creepy that you're my gynecologist and you're sticking your fingers in my vagina. But my gynecologist, No, he draws me pictures of stuff. Like, here's like how many eggs you have left, which is like zero and stuff like that.
Are you serious?
No, but he draws me pictures like fertility charts and I'll be like, I have them. They're like little, the sperm swimming and he loves drawing pictures. And one time he did do pictures of my eggs through the years and there's not a whole bunch probably.
Oh, no.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine. I mean, if I wanted to use my eggs, I would have used them
already.
You
can get a lot of money for those. You should, if you're not using them.
I could have. Now I'm not like top list. Like now I can't sell them for $10,000 or whatever kids do in college. Don't do that. Yeah. Okay.
It sucks that you guys can get like 10 G's for your eggs and then sperm, you only can get like $5. Terrible. It's not fair.
Can't you get more for sperm?
Not that much. I think it's like, honestly, you don't really get that much.
Wow, but eggs are big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Emily. I just wanted to comment that I love the episode y'all did with your assistant where she answered questions about her current relationship and how it came to be.
That was hilarious.
Kudos to her for being bold enough to tell the world. Emily was lovely as always, and Menace had me cracking up with his enthusiastic questions. I hope y'all are able to do more shows like this with different interns or just women of different ages and relationship statuses. Love you guys and keep the great work. Katie from Dallas. She is a premium Friends with Benefits member.
I was wondering why she was saying y'all.
Because she's in Texas, y'all. Yeah. Okay, Lauren, you're up next. She's here.
Come on down. You're here.
I do have an intern here, but we're not going to have her talk until tomorrow.
Talk to her for a few minutes. Come on.
Come on. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Okay, Katie, this is for you. This is what you get as a premium Friends with Benefits member.
Do you want to be on camera or you just want to sit? I'll just sit. Just sit? All right, just grab the microphone and talk. Oh, there you go.
I don't remember you were on last and what we talked about, which was boyfriend. Or did we not talk about it?
No, we didn't.
Is there a boyfriend? Okay.
No.
I didn't know this.
No. Well,
what's the latest?
Okay, hold on, guys. Oh, is there certain things you don't want to
talk about? So many things.
I went on a second date with this guy that I met who I was kind of iffy about. And midway through the date, I wasn't really feeling it anymore. And we were at this show for my coworker. So I might have kind of like ditched him halfway.
What?
And I ended up making out with one of my coworkers.
Oh, my God. You ditched him halfway through the show? Did he buy you tickets to the show?
No. Okay. No. It was free.
But you went together.
Yeah.
I would never make out with any of my coworkers.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I made out with so many of them. But
that was bad. I was really, really drunk.
Now is it weird?
Is it weird with the coworker?
Yeah, because like he was kind of like one of those guys you don't really see as a sexual person.
Oh, so, but now do you?
He came out of left field. He jumped me
So was it hot? Was it a good kiss?
He pounced because he saw that you were wasted.
No, shut up, Menace.
He took
was
advantage.
It a good kiss? Stop it.
Yeah.
Was it a good kiss?
Yeah, it was.
It was a good
I
kiss?
I think it was.
So now that... Well, do you see him sexual now when you look at him? Because it's true. Women are like that. Like, we don't... Men can become growers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's
they
so
grow
weird.
On you.
Is
sexually.
He a grower or a shower?
Yeah, I meant that too. But no, I didn't mean that. But men can be growers or showers, but same with their personalities and their sexual desire. I think for me, like, it can grow. So are you into him now when you see him?
When I see him, it's like I start thinking about things, you know, like, oh, maybe. And I was like, no.
Oh,
so it was the alcohol. You're right.
It is the alcohol.
No, what?
No, I've known him for like 2 years, so it's weird.
Damn.
Oh, 2 years. So did you guys even talk about it?
A little bit.
Oh, I
were you like,
hate
that was
to do
fun
that.
The other night? Why?
Like,
guys
kinda.
Don't want to talk about that.
Well,
were you like, I want to know what this means? Are we going
no.
to stay?
No.
Just kidding.
I shot him a text like the next day. I was like, so the other night was interesting. And he's like, yeah.
Did he say, yeah, that was cool? That was it?
Or
are you trying to get more in depth on him? Because I would hate that so much.
Well, he's been texting me.
Oh, hey. He thinks opportunity is open.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You made out with him. So what are you going to do? Yeah. Are you not that into him now? You sure? Go out with him again and get drunk and see what happens.
I feel like he might have just done it because I was drunk, though.
Oh.
He took his chance.
But
then,
took a chance to
right.
see what happened.
He was walking
because he probably
out.
Was always hot for you.
Was he drinking, too?
I think so.
Okay.
If and he's been hot. Too, but
then
he,
that's when he
together.
Got courage to do it. He probably wanted to make out with you this whole time.
That's what I was just saying. I'm sure he's had a crush on you. You're adorable.
That's creepy, though.
Why?
Like,
most guys have crushes on you, probably.
No. Like, knowing someone for, like, 2 years and not seeing like that and just suddenly, like, oh, me,
yeah,
you see me like
that
this whole time?
Yeah, because he was just shy, yeah.
He was shy and you had boyfriends, didn't you? No?
Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm. So he just... Yeah, drunk
at the moment. Courage
so now, is who else is in the roster? Who else is in the rotation for you now?
That's it. We're doing holidays with
family.
Just me.
No men. Okay, you're so cute. I mean, Lauren, I feel like guys
it's
love
twitching.
Her.
What?
I'm like twitching.
Are you twitching?
Why?
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
you're
nervous?
You guys
just
are
us.
Nervous.
Just us. Yeah. We're just hanging out.
And it's not even that scandalous what happened. So what? You
yeah,
made
except
out with
for what happened to the guy that you ditched?
Is he upset?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he crying?
I don't know. I wasn't into him. He wasn't...
All right. Well, he's gone.
2 dates. He's done. Yeah.
Who cares? So, oh, man. Are you... So you haven't even decided if you're going to pursue this coworker guy?
I'm not going to pursue him.
No, she's not into him.
No. All right.
Sometimes
so
you can
over.
Make out with people when you're drunk and then be sober and then still find them hot, but then sometimes you don't.
At least you didn't hook.
That's the conclusion.
So are you lying? I mean, you just made out with him, right?
I just made out with
him. Okay, you sure?
Did he touch your
breasts?
Look
at me in your eye. You just made out with him.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
It gets hot in here.
No. He like tried to like push it a little further and then I kind of like realized what I was
with
doing.
With your breasts?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I like realized and then I kind of like really stumbled out of it and I was like, oh my God, I have to go. Bye.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's not bad. So you're okay. You're safe.
Nervous.
No boob touching.
Yeah, at least you used the condom. It's cool.
No, she didn't let him touch her breast. She didn't even go to second base.
All right.
That's cute. That's good. Okay, keep
That's
us posted.
Fine.
We want to know more stuff that happens in your life. And everyone's life. I mean, my life, I don't know. I've got some stories that I'm saving to release slowly over the holidays.
I know. You have some good stories, which I'm really happy about.
You're going to laugh your ass off. People are going to love my stories. Okay. no pressure, but they
All right.
will. Okay.
Well, it was nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, Lauren. Thank you so much for that. And we look forward to more.
An update on what's going on until... Watch, he's gonna invite you to something. True or not true? Has he invited you to something?
No, but I'm supposed to go on a double date with our
yes!
other intern.
Really?
Aaron,
Kelsey?
No,
oh, Aaron.
Supposed to hook me up with she says I'm gonna be perfect with this one guy. I don't
What does that mean? I gotta be careful. Find out more.
Oh no.
Like perfect. What does it mean when someone's like, you guys are perfect together? I always have people trying to fix me up and it's kind of been a disaster lately. Like, all my crazy dates I've had have not been great. So, be careful. Did you find out more info?
Well, all she told me was that he's kind of nerdy, but he's cute, and he's tall, and he likes to worship his ladies.
Oh, God.
But
That's awesome.
Sounds like a weirdo to me.
No, we need the women. We need to be worshipped. Yeah, cool. Keep us posted.
You need to be worshipped.
I need to be, honey, all women need to be worshipped. And if woman, if you are not feeling worshipped right now by your lover, then you should do something about that and change it. Because not every second of every day, but you want to feel that you're worshipped.
Describe this worship to me, because
okay, a guy who's just like, you are amazing. You are smart and you're beautiful and you're funny and you turn me on and I just walk in the room and I can't help it and you're just great and everything. Appreciate all the weird things that you do, like they find adorable and cute, and all the stuff that you think is like kind of quirky and weird, like they mm-hmm. they see that too and just love that about you. Like they love all your foibles and your blessings, and they just appreciate you and see you for who you are.
You need like a gay best friend, like a gay man best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to help to fill that void for you right now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you think they would worship me?
Hell yeah. I'm sure they would love you.
Okay. Well, that's another solution to going on bad dates. I'll just get some gay best friends.
You get a gay best friend, I'm sure he will compliment you all the time. And you love it. And then, I mean, you can date somebody on the side.
No,
and get
I don't
sexual.
Need the compliments all the time. I'm saying I want to just know that a guy – I'm talking about the overall worship. Like mm-hmm. not just the daily worship, not compliments. I'm just going to a deeper level of men who just
– But you still want a man to be a man because sometimes –
Yeah, but it doesn't make him a pussy if he's like, I just think you're amazing and great and mm-hmm. you deserve all the things in the world that you want. Not that he's giving them to me, but you're amazing and you're, I don't know, you're just a good person. You're solid. They see you for who you are. Like that to me is like worshiping, like you, you know, and you like, you know, rub my feet and stuff. That would be awesome.
And paint your toenails.
Exactly. Okay. Hi, Emily. I met a guy online and we've been talking for 3 weeks over the phone. I recently met him face to face for the first time and I was really nervous. We've had great phone conversations. He makes me laugh and the phone sex is fun. However, when we met, I was not impressed. Granted, it wasn't an official date, but the way he dressed turned me off. He's 35 years old, and if I didn't know it, I would have thought he was 21. Am I being superficial? To me, this is a deal breaker. Michelle. Okay, Michelle, here's the deal. I'm so glad you brought this up. This comes up a lot. And I learned this like in my 20s from my mother, that I used to complain about what guys wore. I'm like, oh my God, he was so great, but his shoes were horrible. Or the way he wore shorts in downtown San Francisco, which you just don't ever wear shorts in San Francisco. Anyway, even if it's hot, you don't. You can change a man's clothes. You can take him shopping. You can change your style. Some guys don't care. They don't shop it. They don't care. They don't take the time. They never learned it. They never had a girlfriend with good taste or a mom with good taste that helped them. And this should not be a deal breaker. You can take someone shopping and change the whole situation. Some guys, so he might not have innate fashion sense. So what? He's still like, that is not a deal breaker. I'm telling you. What do you think?
No. But I mean, I love girls that, right. that dress nice.
Right. I know. But if a girl doesn't dress nice, would you not be into her? You're super.
If she wasn't like, at least has her own little bit of style. That's cool. I know some women that just have no style at all and
right.
they just don't care about. And it's not that I don't find them attractive. I just don't think they're
It's good to
as
have your
attractive.
Own thing.
And
right.
it's weird because I know some women that are just this beautiful, like
right.
really good looking, but like no fashion sense. Now I'm talking like a gay man.
Yeah.
And I just don't find them as hot as
right.
a girl.
Because clothes says a lot. Clothes is a statement of who you are. Yeah, totally. But I don't think it's a deal breaker. And she's having good connection with them. They've had phone sex, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He's 35 years old. Take him shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, I have friends. I actually never, even with the guy that it had bugged me, I never really, I think I did say something to him once. But there are schools of women who, like right away are like, I hate that shirt, take it off, we're going shopping, and they bring them home clothes. Like I have a lot of friends who do that. Like they're super verbal to men about how they feel about what they wear, and the guy's like, whatever, I'll wear whatever you get me.
Yeah, as long as you're paying for it. I love when women buy me clothes. It's weird because the women that buy me clothes, they have like fashion sense or something, because I like everything that they give
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. The same, there's only like a few women that buy you clothes? Or?
Yeah.
I could buy you clothes. I'd buy you a hoodie and
a
t-shirt.
In LA.
How hard is that?
Yeah. I have a friend in LA. Every t-shirt she gives me, I love it.
Oh, it's I would good. Buy you t-shirts.
You should. It's weird.
I gave you a Sex with Emily t-shirt and you never wore it.
Yeah, because it had like a jizz stain on it. That's why they ironed on the logo wrong or something. But I have the, you know, I have 7 pairs of Hudson jeans and they're all ripped and I can't wear them.
I know. I hate that. I love Hudson jeans. They're so awesome.
And I looked because I didn't pay for them. There were gifts. Are you all right?
My nose is really stuffy. Okay.
Yeah. And there were, I looked on how much they were. They're expensive.
Like $200.
Yeah. I got 7 pairs for free.
Yeah. You didn't realize it at the time?
Should have stayed in that relationship.
Hudson should be our sponsor because I love Hudson jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome to have them as our sponsor. Okay. That's all we got time for
that's
right
it
now.
Today?
Yeah. That's up? It. Yeah. We're wrapping up.
I want to hear.
I have to. Well, we can talk more. Okay.
Are you excited to be back here in San Francisco?
Yes. I'm excited to be home. I'm excited to be back in San Francisco. I feel really excited for the holidays coming up because I can just chill. I've been working really hard on this project the last few weeks, and I have not had any time to just chill, and I have no plans, and I'm just going to like be with friends and hang out and do nothing. And that to me, I'm going to relax. I'm going to work. I'm just going to like do stuff for me, and that feels really good and healthy.
Cool.
What are you going to do?
We'll probably meet up. I'm
promise?
Talking about some new stuff, yeah, okay, for the show. And I hear everybody's complaints about audio. I figured out the solution.
We got a bunch of stuff. Yes.
Yeah, there's just, you know, there's because of a whole new system that we went through, there's not a lot of stuff that I could do. But I think I just figured out a way to make it how it used to sound. And we'll be all good.
Right. Okay,
so
good.
Anybody that's been complaining about the audio, I hear you. I know everything. I hear all your suggestions.
We totally got it.
I get it. I'm going to fix it. All right.
Okay. So, cool. And we're going to come back in the new year with like amazing, amazing new changes and exciting things. And
there was all this weird period of time and stuff. I know like been going on for months. Like what the hell's wrong with you guys? I'm telling you, it all changes today and it's going
to
be good.
I can't wait. Okay. One more thing I have to say is Jimmy Jane, if you're still shopping for the holidays, Jimmy Jane sex toys are unbelievable. They make amazing gifts. They're beautiful. They're like pieces of art. You go to jimmyjane.com. You get $25 off purchases over $100 and go to the Emily's Picks page. You can go to my website even and it says Emily's Picks, Jimmy Jane. You get you put in Emily25 at checkout for your special offer, for your special discount. And they're amazing gifts for the holidays. I give people, everyone, Jimmy Jane toys.
Cool.
Except for you, because I could give you a vibrating ring though. I could give you one of their cock rings.
One of their cock rings?
Yeah, for a Christmas present.
Why not? Throw it in there.
Really? Would you use it with someone?
I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe I'll use it for
a sex toy.
For a massaging.
They have an amazing one. Would you? Really?
Would I use it? I don't know. Just
with
throw it
a chick.
In there.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm so happy. Menace just said yes to a sex toy.
It's a new year, everybody.
Oh my God. This is so much happening in 2012. It's going to be friggin' amazing. Yeah. So stick with Sex with Emily, and we're going to make you really happy in the new year.
And thank you, everybody, here at Stitcher, that we've been using their studio for the past year. That's STI. I always have to look at the sign.
I know.
It's STITCHER. Stitcher. It's a free app. Download it. Search Sex with Emily. You can listen to the show on your smartphone.
Yeah. So easy. That's how I listen. So we hope that you listen to that. And we hope that you become a Friends with Benefits member if you're not, because we love you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.